Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In the days of the Old West, early fall was the time of the big cattle drives from Texas ranches to the railheads in Kansas. One such drive snarled up United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles in some real trail herd trouble. It all started that day in August when old Dad McLean was standing near the corral of his Texas ranch watching his boys drive his herd in from Roundup.
All right, Cookie, that's the last of them. Drop the bars in that gate. The rest of you boys unsaddle them cayuses and let them roll in the dirt. Roundup's over. Hey, Cookie, be sure them bars are tight, then get away from there.
That's a good roundup, Rip.
Yeah, Mr. McLean, there's your trail herd, 3,000 strong. We'll start them north at sunup.
Barring any more hard luck.
Yeah, we've been jinxed enough for 1 year.
I couldn't take much more.
Rip! Hey, Cookie, that bull behind you, look out!
Rip, Cookie's down inside the gate. We got to get him out of there. That bull's killing for sure.
Well, Rip, he's not as bad off as I first thought.
Nah, Cookie's right lucky to tangle with a locoed longhorn and come off with only a broken leg.
Still means he's going to be riding the bed wagon for 6 weeks instead of tending our chuck wagons.
Say, that's right, boss. With Cookie laid up, we got no biscuit roller to follow the trail herd north.
Looks like our run of bad luck's still with us, Rip.
Yeah. Good range cooks is hard to find, and none of them likes to eat the dust of a trail herd.
Well, you get the boys all set to start out at sunup just the same. I'm riding in to get my horse shod. Maybe the blacksmith will have a line on a cook.
Yeah, Smitty keeps his eyes open.
Well, if he don't know any, I'll scout around for one.
Well, just keep your eye peeled for some fat Jasper, boss. You got 2-1 odds that if he likes to eat big, he just might be able to cook, too.
Well, steady, boy. Hey, you got a point there, Rip. I'll throw a hold on the first oversized ranahan that cuts my trail.
Better be careful, though. The way our luck's been running, he might just turn out to be a deputy United States Marshal like the one I saw in town last week.
Reckon that'd be in our favor, Rip. With the black omens stacking up against us, I figure this is one drive that's in for trouble. Bad trouble.
Howdy, partners. Here's your old pal, Panhandle Jim, again. Doggone, but this show's a good one, isn't it? Say, you know what I got here? Kellogg's Corn Pops in a great big package. Now, guess what's inside this package, besides all those good-tasting, crunchy corn pops? My right hand. That's right, men. I'm fixing to take out a handful of corn pops just as soon as we're through chinning here. Now, you'd sure like these corn pops, too. Corn pops are golden hearts of corn, all popped up big and sassy. They're crisp and crunchy. And listen to this. Kellogg's Corn Pops are already sweetened for you. Eat them right out of the box or for some real chow at breakfast in a bowl with milk. No sugar needed, mind you. The sweetening's already there. And believe me, men, when you light into a package of Kellogg's Corn Pops, I'm willing to stake my trusty old six-shooter you'll say you never enjoyed better eating. Now, tomorrow, sure, you'll want to saddle up and ride for the store. Load up on Kellogg's Corn Pops so you'll have plenty around for breakfast and snacks. Now, listen to this little saying I always use. Kids love pops, moms love pops, and pops love pops. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill and Jingles.
With the cattle drive starting tomorrow morning, old Dad McLean's cook tangled with a locoed steer and broke a leg. Now McLean's headed for town to find a new doe wrangler for his chuck wagon and to get his horse shod for the drive. Meanwhile, at the blacksmith shop in town...
Hold that cayuse down, Jingles. You want him to wreck my shop?
Now, whoa, Joker. Whoa, now, settle down. This won't hurt a bit. No, sir, not a bit. Come on, Smitty, hurry up and get that shoe finished, will you? Bill will be coming back here any minute, raring to go, and when Wild Bill Hickok is raring...
Now, get that burr out from under your saddle blanket, Jingles. You'll be racking up a breeze and breaking your cinch strap. Oh, howdy, Mr. Hickok.
Hello, Smitty. About ready to go, Jingles?
No, this sand turtle's too slow to catch cold.
We'll grab this bellies and put a glow on my forge fire and it'll get through faster.
Oh, doggone it, why is it that everywhere I go, some jughead is always putting me to work?
Well, I reckon it's because you look so much like something folks usually puts a bridle on. Here comes Dad McLean.
Howdy, James.
Howdy, Mr. McLean. Roundup over?
Yep, corralled 3,000 head this morning. Top grade. But I had some more bad luck.
What's that?
Cookie tangled with a longhorn and came out with a broken leg. Know where I can find a good range cook?
Nope, not at the moment.
Rip said to look for a big fat jasper that looked like he'd been eaten big.
Now, you just keep away from me, mister. Quit looking at me like that. I'm a United States Deputy Marshal, and this here's my partner, Wild Bill Hickok.
Well, can you cook? Did I hear you right, mister? Did you say Hickok?
Wild Bill Hickok, and he can't do without me. Of course I can cook.
Well, Rip said if I found what I was looking for, he'd turn out to be a Deputy U.S. Marshal. Maybe you're the one he saw.
Hey, gents. Pipe the stranger with a fancy vest heading this way.
Hey, that sure is a pretty vest.
Yeah, city feller, if I ever saw one.
Well, good afternoon, gents, good afternoon. Which one of you is Dad McLean?
I'm McLean.
My name's Bronson, Mr. McLean. Oh. Top Money Bronson, they call me. I represent a group of cattle buyers from Chicago.
Come on, Jingles, let's get your horse shod and hit the trail. How about it, Smitty?
Yeah, come on, you old sand turtle, and get to work.
You looking to buy my cattle, Bronson?
Yes, sir. I just came from your ranch. I saw your herd. I'm prepared to offer you the top money. $8 a head for the whole kit and caboodle.
$8 a head?
Mm-hmm. Top money. $8 a head.
They're worth $18 a head here and $22 at the railhead.
Yeah, not this year. It's a bad year for cattle. The market's down in Chicago. Just ask anybody.
Well, now that you open it up like that, mister, I've heard this is a good year for cattle.
You calling me a liar, stranger?
No. I'm saying that they're paying $22 a head at the Ellsworth railhead, like Mr. McLean says.
That's where I'm driving my cattle to.
And I'm saying this button-in hombre is lying about that price. And I'm going to beat the lie right back in his throat.
Bill, did you hear what that sidewinder said?
I heard him, Jingles. Let him make his play.
I'll make my play, all right.
Look out, Bill!
Quite a stuff a deal from me, will you?
Yes, sir. It was a bad deal to start with.
Hang up his hide, Bill.
You never hang up my hide.
Well, I can try.
Oh! Well, that's putting him away, Bill.
All right, Bronson. If you want some more, get on your feet.
No, I don't want any more right now. You're not through with me yet. And if McLean tries driving that herd to Ellsworth tomorrow, he's never going to get him there.
Don't make any brags. You can't back up, mister.
Yeah, if it's trouble you're looking for, you're liable to find yourself neck deep in a barrel of wildcats. Bill, I sure didn't like the looks of that gopher-faced Top Money Bronson. You reckon he'll really cause trouble for Mr. McLean?
I doubt it, Jingles. If he's an authorized buyer for the Chicago meat packers, he can't afford to.
Hey, look, Bill, here comes the stage. Rent for leather!
Hey, Jingles, that driver's been in trouble.
Don't see nobody shot up.
Come on, let's go see what the trouble was about.
Hey, Bill, don't run so fast. I ain't no antelope, you know.
Keep pumping, Jingles.
Hey, there's Smitty the blacksmith. Maybe he knows. Hey, Smitty, you old horned toad, come here.
Hey, Mr. Hickok, Jingles, the derndest thing.
What happened with the stage, Smitty?
They was held up outside of town about 10 mile by one lone masked bandit.
What'd he do, take the strong box of gold?
Nope, weren't carrying no gold. This hombre stole a passenger off the stage at the point of a gun.
A passenger?
Yep, and that's the funny thing. Guess what the passenger's name was that was took by that bandit?
This is no time for games, Smitty. Who was he?
That passenger's name was Top Money Bronson.
Now, what do you think of that, Bill?
What I'm wondering is, does this mean more bad luck for old Dad McLean on his cattle drive?
Yeah. You know, Bill, I'm right sorry about all Mr. McLean's bad luck.
I'm glad to hear you feel that way about it, Jingles.
Well, I do, Bill.
That's fine. So do I, Jingles. So I figured we're riding with Dad McLean's trail herd at sunup tomorrow.
Now, Bill, let's not be too hasty about this.
I figure he can use another flank rider and a cook. And he'll get two U.S. lawmen to boot.
A cook? Now, who do you reckon that's going to be?
That's you, Cookie.
Oh, no, now, not me. Bill, I wouldn't drive those ornery mules on a chuck wagon and cook sourdough bread and beans and fight the dust and ford the rivers for nothing.
Now, Jingles.
No, sir, you couldn't get me to be a cookie to a trail herd for $1 million. No, sir.
Triangle, I'll wrap it around your neck.
Now, what's the matter? I thought it sounded right pretty.
Them cows are already as nervous as a new preacher giving his first sermon. You want to spook the whole herd and make them stampede?
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
Then you keep as quiet as a coyote stealing a chicken.
Oh, sure, I'll be quiet. Oh. Well, excuse me, they must have slipped.
One more like that, you bean masher, and I'll bury you out in the Lone Prairie.
Hello, Bill.
Got the grub ready, Jingles?
You sure have, Bill. Here you are.
Thanks, partner.
Hey, here comes Mr. McLean. What's that he's packing?
Oh. Howdy, boys.
Howdy, boys.
Hi. Say, could I put this sack of salt in your wagon, Jingles?
A sack of salt? Oh, it's cattle salt. Sure, put it down by the sourdough keg, Mr. McLean. You can move some of those blanket rolls.
Things seem to be going all right so far, Mr. McLean.
I reckon so, Bill, but 4 days on the trail ain't enough to go by. If Bronson's going to cause us trouble, he's still got plenty of time.
Mr. McLean, Jingle.
Yeah, Bill.
You see something, Bill?
Don't let on you're suspicious, but look up there on the ridge to the right of the herd.
Where? Bill, there's two men riding along up there.
What are you getting at, Hickok?
I don't want you to get jumpy now, but those same two riders have been keeping up even with us for 2 days.
You think that's Bronson?
I don't know.
What are you thinking, Bill?
Just this. If they do mean trouble, we'll wait till they make a move and then we're going to go after them.
Well, we'll hit a great place for trouble just about sunup tomorrow.
Oh, where's that, Mr. McLean?
Red River Crossing. That spot's plenty bad medicine. Hickok, the current's running heavy.
Yeah, the cattle don't want to take to the water.
Well, we'd better get this herd across. I'll go help the boys. Maybe you'd better go help Jingles with the chuck wagon. And keep an eye peeled up on that ridge.
Don't worry about it, Mr. McLean. All right, Buckshot, let's go help Jingles. Come on, hey, hey, boy.
Oh, nothing would move these mules short of dynamite.
They just don't want to get wet. Come on, try them again.
All right, but, Bill, what's happening with the herd?
I don't know, but I'm going back to find out. Come on, back up, Buckshot. Come on, back. Hey, hey! Hey, Mac.
What's up? Bill, it's come. That sneaking coyote on the ridge is trying to spook the cattle. It's all we can do to hold him.
What's he doing?
He's got a mirror reflecting the sun in the eyes of the herd. It's got him jumpy as jackrabbits. If they take the milling at midstream, half of them will drown.
Yeah. There he is. I see the mirror up there on the point.
He's too far away to shoot at and take too long to run him over there. What can we do?
Might make it with a rifle.
Oh, loco, Hickok. No man ever hit anything that far. Well, tan my hide, you did. You broke that mirror with one shot. I never see the beat.
All right, Mac, let's straighten out this herd and get them across the river before those ridge runners think up some new tricks.
Hickok, don't swim out in them melon longhorns. It's pure suicide.
Well, Mr. McLean, Bill sure untied the knots in your cattle for you, didn't he?
Yeah, Jingles. If it hadn't been for him, we'd have lost half the herd. He was all over the river, turning critters. Well, here comes Ripple after. What's chasing you, Rip?
What?
Boss, there's a cattle inspector up at the head end. Says he's cutting our trail.
Carnation, more delay. What's he looking for, Rip?
Says he's looking for strays and signs of Spanish fever.
Well, he won't find no strays in my herd. And as for Spanish fever, that's the healthiest bunch of cows he'll ever see. And that's what I'll tell him.
Mind if I come along, Mac?
I'll be glad if you did, Bill. Come on. Come on, Rip. You're wasting your time and mine. You won't find anything.
No. There's signs of Spanish fever in them cows, or I don't know my business.
What? Why?
Don't do no good to ball, mister. You'll have to lay that herd up here in quarantine for the usual 60 days.
Bill, did you hear that? It'll ruin me.
Yeah, I reckon it would, and maybe that's the idea.
I don't savvy that, Bill.
Whoa, hey, what's going on here, Bill?
This inspector says we've got Spanish fever in the herd, Jingles. You claim to be an inspector for this territory. You wouldn't mind showing us your papers of authority, would you?
You doubting my word, stranger?
You mean you don't think he's an inspector at all, Bill?
I didn't say that, Jingles. But if he is, he won't mind showing me some proof of his authority.
I'll show you some proof.
You know, it's the funniest thing, the way some people keep thinking they can outdraw Wild Bill Hickok. They never learn.
Hickok? You Wild Bill Hickok, stranger?
You can bet your new horsehair belt he is, you varmint.
Why, that low-life double-crosser didn't tell me.
Who didn't tell you what, mister?
Why,
Bill, somebody's shooting at us.
No, they're shooting at the herd.
They're trying to make them stampede.
Quick, Rip, they are stampeding. Right toward that jump-off. Turn them.
We'll never stop them. They'll stampede right off that cliff.
I'll lose the whole herd.
Jingles, hand me that sack of salt from the wagon.
Sack of salt? Now, where are you going to do with that?
Quick, hand it to me.
Okay, here it is.
Throw a score hitch on it, back of my saddle.
Okay, but I think you're local. There it is.
Good. See you later. Come on, Marshal.
Bill, where are you going?
Hey, he's riding right up for the head end.
Yeah, he's crossing in front of the stampede.
He won't have a chance. I'll run right over him.
Bill, come back here, Bill. Don't get in front of that stampede. They'll stop you to death.
Well, bless my old bones if these Kellogg's corn pops don't sure make good eating any way you like. Out of the box or out of the bowl, they're wonderful. Now, bridle up here close and I'll tell you about it. One way to eat them is right out of the box like I'm doing now. Yes, they're mighty doggone good. They got the sweetening already on them. Now, the other way to eat corn pops is out of the bowl with milk. But remember what I said about the sweetening. Don't go putting sugar on them. They're already sweetened for you. Tasty, puffed up hearts of corn all ready to go. And they're good for you, too. My partners, they're a real two-way cereal with vitamins B and D and important minerals and food energy, too. So if you aren't sitting down right now enjoying Kellogg's Corn Pops, you better saddle up and ride down the store tomorrow and load up. You'll need plenty because the whole family's going to be diving into them and maybe leave you out of stock. Now, let's say our little saying together. Kids love Pops, moms love Pops, and Pops love Pops. Good for you. Right now, I'm almost busting to get back the show. How about you? Okay, let's listen.
A shot from the hills has started the full trail herd on a stampede. Wild Bill Hickok, seeing that the cattle are headed for a steep cliff, grabs a sack of salt and rides directly across the path of the stampede.
Suffering centipedes, Mr. McLean, what's Bill doing?
He's cut a hole in that sack of salt and letting it pour out in a line directly across the path of the stampede.
If Buckshot stumbles, Bill will be smashed under that herd.
Look, Jingles, I don't believe it.
The herd is slowing down. Now, what made them do that?
They're stopping and starting to graze. The stampede's over. I never see the beat.
Look at them crowd around that line of salt Bill spilled out there.
Yeah. Here comes Bill. Now, there's a handy man to have riding herd.
Yeah, he sure is.
Whoa, Buckshot, whoa.
Well, Mr. McLean, looks like my little trick worked.
It sure did, Bill.
Hey, Where'd that phony inspector get to?
Well, when the stampede started, he hightailed it for the hills over there.
Get your horse, Jingles. We're going after him and that other snake that started that stampede.
Now you're talking, partner. I'm itching to get a six-gun in my fist instead of a hunk of sourdough. Let's go!
Hi.
They went up in the rocks about here, Bill.
Keep after them, partner.
Oh, I lost their trail.
There it is on that rock, Jingles. A big scratch. One of those horses dragged a hind foot. See?
Yeah. Went this way, didn't they?
That's right. Now keep your eyes open. There they are, Jingles.
Yeah, I knew we'd find them.
Get on off your horse.
Now let's smoke them out, Bill.
No. You stay here and keep them busy. I'll go around and get up behind them.
Right.
All right. Drop that iron and reach. Hi!
You don't get me, Hickok!
That's it, Bronson, or whatever your name is. Time's come for you to meet the sheriff.
Hickok, I don't know how to thank you and Jingles for pulling us out of a hole.
I'm just glad we got your cattle here to Ellsworth in good shape.
Yes, sir. You know, it sure looks good to see them all loaded and headed for Chicago. And you got your $22 ahead, just like Bill said you would, too.
We'd have never made it without you two, that's for sure. By the way, Bill, what'd you mean when you said that Jasper's name wasn't Bronson after all?
I got word back to the sheriff in town, Mr. McLean.
Yeah, and do you know what he said? He said that this salamander we caught is named Slick Eye Carter, and he's the bandit that held up the stage and took Bronson off of it.
That's right. They found the real Bronson tied up in a cabin back in the woods.
Well, there they go. And that crook Carter's with them, headed for the pen. Now we can head back.
Good luck, Mr. McLean.
Thank you. By the way, Jingles, you want to sign on that chuck wagon regular? The job's open.
No, sir. I'm giving up cooking for good. I'm so tired of sourdough and hog jaws, I might give up eating for good, too. I wasn't always getting so hungry.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
You'll want to be with us next week for sure, folks, because we got a story for you about a cowpoke's wedding.
Well, now, ain't that nice. Maybe we can stay out of trouble for once, huh?
Not on your life, Andy. There'll be plenty of gun smoke. But meanwhile, you kids remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Herbert Butterfield, Bill Boucher, Frank Gerstle, Lou Marcel, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops, Kellogg's Corn Pops.